Boxing Podcast with me, Tim Walgar.
Me, the GBF.
And we're joined today by one of our favourite chess boxers. It's Chris Levy. How are you doing, Chris?
It's good to be back. The high-quality recording studio has certainly had a spruce up since last time I've been here, which was a couple of years ago, so...
Yeah, I think it was, come on. It used to be a Vauxhall Polo, and now we're up to...
It's a Giulietta. Well, Alfa Romeo.
Going up in the world,
yeah,
definitely.
Italian stylings.
Very professional.
Awesome. So we're meeting... we haven't had a chess boxing show for a while since our October event, but we're now gearing up for a show this summer, June 23rd, at our old stomping ground, the Boston Dome in Tufnell Park. And the first two fighters to sign up for this show are Matt Crazy Arms Reed and his nemesis, Chris Levy. So, Chris, it's going to be the third fight of a trilogy for you two.
Unfinished business. I mean, we couldn't leave it at one all. It'll be up there with Holyfield Beau, Leonard Duran. They'll be talking about this one years to come as a classic trilogy. So,
of course, some of our listeners will remember all of the, or both of the previous fights, but just bring us up to speed. How did the first fight go?
Well, it's almost as far back as those that I just mentioned. The first fight was a controversial boxing win for Crazy Arms.
Why controversial?
Well, we had an unscheduled extra round. It was a draw in the chess.
Yes.
A draw in the boxing.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I think, a situation that has never come up before.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, much like the Americans, you can't leave it unfinished as a tie, so...
You went on to fight one more.
So one
it went
more
to the
round.
Judges. It was to the judges.
No, you fought one more.
One more round. I mean, the crowd were baying for a decision.
Uh-huh.
The entertainment factor was high.
And it went to Matt.
It went to Matt. I have to give him credit. His superior fitness won out. And
believe that. This is before
No, no, you don't. I underestimate Matt's fitness at your peril. So,
He had cut down to at least five a day back then. And he was taking that very seriously.
Hold on a second. Just before we carry on, I've got...
Just to clarify.
I've just spotted a couple more of our chess boxes. Let me just see if I can bring them into the conversation. Hold on a second. Here we go. Can you come?
This is like the broom cupboard days. Andy Pieces, the Duck.
Who wants to be Ed the Duck?
How many pipes can you fit in a Volkswagen?
So we're joined by another experienced chess boxer, Cameron, I want to say McIntosh, but that's not your name, is it?
The Hurt Locker.
Cameron the Hurt Locker. And we've got a brand new, what we call a neophyte to chess boxing, Roger Baxter. He's a very experienced chess player.
Well, maybe, but... Yeah.
What experience have you got on the chessboard then?
I've been playing since I was small, but I've only really been playing properly back for about maybe 2 years or so, and I'm playing a lot of London League. So this has really helped with my long play and my short play. Just the fitness is incredible.
So you've been training with us for about 2 months now. How would you say that 2 months training?
It's been more like double that.
But has it been 4 months, is it?
Yeah, it's been, I think so, yeah. But it's getting better and better. Weight's dropping, which is the really important thing, but
I'd say you've lost 5 to 10 kilos, haven't you?
More I think I was about 106 when I started, and now I'm about 95, so
yeah,
11,
about another 10 to go.
Where maybe I'd like to fight about 80,
maybe
a bit lower.
And when do you see yourself competing? Because you're a competitive, chess player. I can see that you're a competitive person in the gym. So I can only imagine you are looking to get into a chess boxing fight.
I feel that I am ready, which might be in the autumn, might be in the winter, depending on the fitness is not coming quite as quickly as the weight.
Well, there's no rush. There's no rush.
Yeah. But you need the fear, don't you? You need that deadline to push yourself. That's the only way to do it.
Pick
a date and then work to that date. I think.
Let's say October, November.
Cameron, you've been around for a long time, but you can probably still remember your first chess boxing match.
Oh yeah, I can. It was against Max Gershfield. Jock Talk, his nickname was.
Jock Talk.
Jock Talk. Yeah.
Great name.
How ready did you feel going into that?
I felt kind of ready. I was very nervous.
Yeah.
Because I'd played him in a few games of chess in the chess boxing gym. And I'd run all the time, so I think I was maybe a little bit too cocky on the chessboard, just assumed I'd win on the chessboard, and then I got really, really nervous, and I started playing too quickly, and then I lost on the chess. And he was super, super aggressive as well.
Yes.
I remember him punching so hard that he did a whole been so out of control, to be honest, that he did a full spin 360 in the ring. And I'm just like, they're like, how the hell do I fight against this?
But experience counts, doesn't it? Because you were a different fighter after that.
Yeah, I think so. If I was to be in that situation again, I think I'd be able to kind of take advantage of his, at that time, his lack of control.
Yeah, it's like wildness, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, for him, it was a first bout as well, and you know, he did really well and has come back and fought again, and again he showed the benefit of experience. So, do you have any words of advice for Roger here?
Just keep training. Is all you can do. Keep training.
Cameron has, like, his arms are about as long as my whole body, so yeah, I think I'd have to fight differently, but the dedication needs to be there.
Have you thought of a ring name yet, Roger?
There are some interesting, like, strange ring names in chess boxing. It's a different sort of.
You'd have to tell
style.
Me that.
No, but Jock Talk is a strange one. I've got a list. I think Cannonball is probably at the
Cannonball.
Wow, that sounds good.
The Artful Roger.
I like it.
The Artful Roger, the Ginger Ninja.
The Artful
Bad, Bad Intentions is one from Pro Boxing that I like a lot. That was Jermaine Taylor. Maybe not the Ginger Ninja, but
where did you get the Artful Roger from? Is that something, or
just pure inspiration?
Really, just right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to move on from the chess boxing game to promotion soon. I think
This
man's got talent. I'm making a pitch to be the promoter.
Eddie
already.
Hearn 2.0.
Just to go back to Chris the General Levy. We talked about the controversy in your first fight, and the second fight against Matt, the one that you won, in even more controversial circumstances. Do you remember
chess,
that?
On the chess this time, I mean, we had Grandmaster Simon Williams, who was there. Basically, he was all over me on the chess.
Grandmaster Simon Williams was refereeing, or
another Ginger Ninja, in fact.
Ginger Ninja, yeah.
Matt was all over me on the board, terrible position. I was down to about my last 10, 20 seconds, suddenly broke out. Mad king chase. I was chasing his king around the middle of the board. He moved his king into check.
Time was short.
I took his king. He claimed that his king wasn't in check and that I'd made an illegal move. We were then back to the video replay trying to slow it down, but I
couldn't find out. The pieces had been flying so fast off the computer, couldn't keep up.
Matt then was grabbing the microphone, making a passionate appeal to the crowd. I think he won quite a lot of sympathy from that one, so I think I might not be to be a fan favourite amongst those experienced chess boxing aficionados next
You got
time.
The decision that day, but we did change the rules of chess boxing after that to actually, as a result of that match, so
the Levy rule.
Could call it General Levy rule, which is, you know, if you attempt to take your opponent's king off the board, then you automatically forfeit the game.
Right.
So you do not do that. You know, it's understandable because in blitz chess, that's a move you can play. It's a normal thing for instinctive thing for a blitz player to do, maybe, but it can't happen in chess boxing because we need to be able to assess whether or not indeed it was an illegal position. Because the dispute was whether he had put his king onto d3 or e3, wasn't it, or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, we shook hands at the end of the night, but essentially, both our matches have ended in controversy that's possibly changed the rules. So.
Yeah, I think it's right. I think on balance, 1-1 is a fair result for you two after two bouts. So I'm looking forward to
that.
So
we need that decider.
I'm backing Chris, I think.
You're backing Chris?
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Well,
yeah.
Floyd Mayweather,
Floyd Mayweather was
not a fan favourite, and look what happened to him. So yeah.
As promoter, GBF, I've got to remind you that are completely
entirely neutral.
And we do not back any of fighters that are taking part in our
shows. You'll be saying
the
same when you get arms in the recording studio next week.
So I'll edit that out, it's fine.
Okay, so tickets for this event will be going on sale through the website imminently, if they're not already there. And in the meantime, there are spaces available for this show on June 23rd for new competitors. So anyone who would like to undertake a new challenge for the summer, as fit as you can for the beach later on, and have a memorable experience, why not get in touch and we'll see if we can match you up for the show on June 23rd. We have checked, by the way, that there are no exciting World Cup finals matches on that day, and I think it's nothing special. It's certainly not an England game. It's a couple of lesser countries, so you won't be missing any football either.
It's going to be a big summer of sport, isn't it?
Yeah.
A big summer of sport. Yeah, we've got World Cup finals. We've got Commonwealth Games going on at the moment. The big Test cricket.
The boxing is not being streamed. I can.
Which boxing?
The Commonwealth boxing.
Is it not?
No.
Not at the moment. Maybe they'll stream the finals, but it's always good to see people coming up.
Yeah.
And learn about footwork.
But the chess boxing will be streamed as well. So yes, if you can't make it in person.
The big summer of sport.
We've got a big online following, don't we?
It's the peakage.
The peakage. The chess boxing is going to be the peak of the summer sport.
I believe so.
Calendar.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Zenith.
Okay. Well, look. Thanks very much for joining us, Chris, the General Levy, Cameron, the Hurt Locker, and Roger, yet to be decided. Baxter.
Cannonball. I think
Cannonball. It's goodbye from me, Tim Woolgar.
Goodbye from me, the GPF.
And we'll see you soon.